Well, it's Monday, and I'm sure that many of you watched football games yesterday or Saturday. And it may just be that you heard someone say today, if I were the coach, I would have run this play or I would have made that decision. It's what we call Monday morning quarterbacking. And what that person is saying is that they have better wisdom and knowledge and ability, but just not the position or the authority to make the call. In other words, they don't have the sovereignty. And that's our big word for the day. Sovereignty is the possession of both power and position to rule. The Bible states that God is sovereign over all creation, including you. That means He possesses the right to reign according to His will, and He has the power to do so without any need to explain Himself. Sovereignty simply means that God has all authority to ordain His will and all power to execute His will. Some people have some authority to do some things, but no power to do them. And then some people have some power, but no authority. But God has all authority and all power. He is sovereign. John Snyder writes in Behold Your God that most of us have grown up in a culture that reinforces the idea that no one has the right to rule over anyone else with an absolute and undisputed authority. Therefore, meeting a true king who has absolute authority over every aspect of our existence comes as quite a shock. But this is exactly who we must bow to when it comes to the God of the Bible. He is sovereign, not just over certain or occasional situations and circumstances, but He reigns with all authority over all things at all times. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15 states that God is the blessed and only sovereign, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, who alone has immortality, who dwells in unapproachable light, whom no one has ever seen or can see. To Him be honor and eternal dominion. Amen. As you pray today, please remember John Regueras, our missionary in Portugal, and also remember the Romani Calderash Life Word broadcast heard in Romania.